Get ready to rock radio, music you want to hear.
And here at Get Ready to Rock, we're saying hello to a gentleman who I've been following off and on, really, since the late 1980s. And really, by way of an update, we're chatting today to Andrew Rakeshford. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hi, nice and clear up there. You're north of the borders. We're talking in early March. And you're ahead of some UK tour dates. We'll go into more detail about that later. But you have an opening night in Glasgow, isn't it, tonight?
Yes, we're playing in Glasgow tonight. Looking forward to it. Glasgow's always been a great place to play, always.
Yes, great local audience. Yep. And, of course, people will travel, won't they, as well, which is great, as you know.
Yeah.
Now, with what we might say a resurgence in interest in 80s music. I mean, your biggest success came towards the end of the 80s and into the 90s. You've been touring constantly ever since. But, I mean, what sort of reception are you getting to your music these days?
I'm getting a wonderful reception. I'm getting a lot of people who obviously have followed me over the years and seen my growth as far as artistically, lyrically and musically and vocally, and then you have the others who have sort of not kept in touch with what I'm doing, and then and recently rediscovered it through different mediums, and are quite surprised. You know, I think some people, for some reason, expect you to be the same as you were that long ago.
Yeah, and you've moved on, really.
Hopefully. I mean,
it wouldn't be right, would it, if you hadn't?
No, but no. It's like being stuck in a sort of space-time continuum.
In a time warp, yeah. Well, this brings us up to date. Let's just chat about the brand new album, Encore. It's an album of cover versions with your own individual twist, as we've heard with Family Affair. We played in with that. You evidently saw this album as maybe an opportunity to pay your due to some great artists and songwriters that have influenced you. I mean, what guided your choice here, and how much involvement did you have in the arrangements?
Well, the choice came from because the whole idea partly came from when I used to do gigs, or when I do gigs, if they keep bringing me back on for encores upon encore, which often happens, you know, then I sit down by the piano on the last encore and I'll just play what I feel like. And sometimes it'd be like a snippet from someone else's song. And the amount of people kept saying, why don't you record that song? Your version of that Stevie song or whatever is completely, you know, different from the... And that gave me the idea. My manager said, you should do it, get in the studio. And so I did. And I worked with a producer called Robert Strauss. He's more an underground guy. He does a lot of sort of left-field stuff, actually, but he really loved my... He's from Canada originally. He really loved my sound and thought he could bring something to it, so we got in the studio. But I said to him, this is a co-production. It's not like you're going to be just producing, I'm going to be sitting there going, what do I do next? It's like you're kind of assisting me on this album and helping me to get my vision, you know? So I was very hands-on.
And we've come right full circle because we're talking about the forthcoming UK tour. We'll give the dates separately at the end of the feature. What can audiences expect, Andrew, in the tour? Will it essentially be your greatest hits, some Mike and the Mechanics, and tracks from your new album?
On the tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, on my tour, I do, obviously, I'm doing some tracks from my new album. Firstly and foremost, and then I'm obviously you play the old stuff for the people who've come and they want to hear the big ones and stuff, and then you know it's the same with the Mechanics really. When we go out, we'll be doing the new album, but then obviously Over My Shoulders and The Living Years and The Beggar on a Beach of Gold, you know, that goes without saying, really.
Yes.
It's about doing a show that when people leave, they leave going, wow. If they're not doing that, then something's wrong. Then you know you haven't done your job. They have to leave going, oh my God, wow. And if that doesn't happen, you know, I'm like, I get scared if that doesn't happen.
Oh, well, that's so good. That's such a very high benchmark, isn't it, for each gig? And
it's the only benchmark.
It is, yeah.
You know, it's wow or nothing.
Well, look, we wish you all the very, very best for the forthcoming tour, for your future plans, Andrew, and we'll be following you closely now here at Get Ready to Rock. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.